Test 82, Section 1, Question 22. Which one of the following describes a flaw? So we're looking for a problem in the argument. Although human economic exchange predates historical records, it is clear that the very first economies were based on barter and that money came later. Okay, so barter came later because they were, money came later and barter was first. This can be inferred from occasions in history when in isolated places, currency disappeared from local economy. So that's because in places, sometimes you disappear. At such times, the economy typically reverts to the original barter system, but then quickly abandons this and change form of exchange when currency becomes available. So the problem here is you're using an example of what happens when currency disappears, what happens, and then saying, therefore, that's what happened first. Just because something happens in the absence of something else doesn't mean that that was what occurred first. So, the argument concludes that something can cause an outcome merely because it's necessary. I don't think so. The argument contains premises that contradict. Doesn't sound like it. The argument presumes that something should be done. No. The argument infers a causal relation between two events merely from the fact that one event occurred before the other. I don't think so. Argument relies on a premise that presupposes what the argument attempts to show in the conclusion. Wow. So I did not get any of those things. So it's basically the first economies were based on barter, and that money came later. Now, this does look like this is presupposes what it sets out to conclude, because it says at such times the economy typically reverts to the original barter system. So you're assuming that there was an original barter system. This is a weird one, but it's going to be E in this case is the best answer that we get. It's rare that we get this, but you do have to assume that there was the original barter system that it's reverting back to in order to say that that was the first one. So therefore, E is our best answer.